السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، الحمد لله. بأسك الله تعالى تبرنت التوفيق to continue with these lessons, and we make shukr to Allah Ta'ala at the same time for giving us the tawfiq to continue with these tarbiyat lessons. We have finished with the test. Alhamdulillah, the results that we received were mashallah, excellent. Mumtaz, Mumtaz, Tafsir, Nahwa, Sarf, Mumtaz, Istidior, Mumtaz, Fazail Amal, Mumtaz, mashallah, Surah, Mumtaz, Suluk, Mumtaz, mashallah, mashallah. بس باقي حديث سيرة وتربية. ما شاء الله children, very pleased with the results. الله تعالى take you from strength to strength. من كرم العلم النافع. Allah Ta'ala make your coolness of your parents' eyes. Allah Ta'ala make it easy for you to continue also with the lessons. So, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Now that we have received those results, essential results, the lesson comes to mind that unfortunately one weakness from amongst many weaknesses that we have is that we look at our achievements. We look at our achievements and successes with that eye of vanity and conceit. We look at our achievements with an eye of vanity and conceit. MashaAllah, I've seen Mumtaz, Mumtaz, virtually in almost every student's name. So Alhamdulillah, we must make shukr to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala for those results. We must make shukr to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala for those results. Balance of the kitabs is the seerah, the fiqh, the hadith, and tarbiyat lessons that will be tested on. We make dua Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, make it easy for you all to write that as well. And you must get, inshallah, excellent results there as well. Now, our achievements are all looked at with an eye of vanity and conceit. Unfortunately, that's a weakness of ours. So, our gaze falls on our efforts. That's what happens. Our gaze falls on our efforts. And we are the ones who made the effort. We are the ones who made the effort. We attribute our success and our achievements to our hard work and sacrifice. What generally follows is a desire now to announce and to boast. We announce it and we boast it. To publicize and make it known that this is our achievement. We tell everybody, see, this is our achievement. We got 100 out of 100, 99 out of 100, or 90s. We got excellent results. So we desire now to announce and boast, make it known. The nafs asserts itself. It wants acknowledgement. It wants to be credited. The nafs wants to be credited. So, many people, in their quest for recognition, will exaggerate their achievements. They will even exaggerate their achievements. Even to their sheikh, even to their sheikh, their spiritual guide, their mentor, they will exaggerate their achievements. Why? They exaggerate so that they may be distinguished above others, so that they may be counted as pious people, so that they may be counted as righteous ones, and become a recipient of praise from the sheikh and from the people. A person will go and over-exaggerates. Not just exaggerate, some of them over-exaggerates their achievements. So they want to become praised, and some get carried away by even dreams. Even dreams nowadays, people get carried away by it. And they think that a few good dreams are a certification of their holiness and their greatness. One dream they had, and they the new buzrugs of the century. So some get carried away by it. MashaAllah, some very good dreams. But the nafs now has his turn to make majar. So this condition is not progress. This condition is a sickness. It is a sickness. This is what becomes now a barrier. It becomes a hijab between us and Allah Ta'ala. The person's gaze now is on himself, on his obedience, his attributes, his efforts, his achievements, his successes. The person now forgets the one who blessed him with the ability and capacity to do all this. He forgets Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. The person's good deeds, his khidmat of deen, his charity, his welfare work, all become now a fitna for him, because he sees his efforts and he believes that he is deserving of acknowledgement and praise. He believes that. As a result, there is absolutely no spiritual progress, rather there is deterioration in that. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala save us from this condition. Ujub is vanity. Ujub is vanity, conceit, self-love, ujub. So the person now admires himself, and he attributes importance to himself. Kibr or pride is considering oneself as superior to others. Ujub is vanity, self-love, conceitedness. Person is really conceit. And kibr or pride is considering oneself as superior to others, looking down upon others, seeing them as inferior. Vanity and pride now. Vanity and pride they give rise to arrogance. They give rise to arrogance. It also leads to oppression, it leads to mistreating people, oppressing people, and behaving towards people in an unsympathetic and a harsh way. So, try and understand this. That ujub is vanity, conceit, and self-love. Whereas pride, kibr, is thinking, or rather considering oneself to be superior to others, and looking down upon others, seeing them as inferior. So this leads to now mistreating others, oppression, and behaving towards people in harsh way. Both ujub and kibr cripple a person spiritually. Both ujub and kibr will cripple a person spiritually. It is truly the fadl, the grace of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, if a person increases in humility as his good deeds increase. And this will be so if the person keeps in mind his shortcomings and he understands that tawfiq is from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala alone. In the words of Hazrat Shu'ayb alayhi salam, it comes in the Quran Sharif, وَمَا تَوْفِيقِي إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ وَمَا تَوْفِيقِي إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ And my ability to do things come from who? From none except Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Except from Allah ta'ala. The gaze should be on the fazl and grace of Allah Ta'ala. The gaze should not be on oneself. It should be on Allah Ta'ala. On a different platform, we find in this world of fitna, that the majority seek to display their achievements. Everybody wants to display their achievements. They widely circulate their accomplishments on different platforms, proud of their successes. Their photographs are published in papers, magazines, social media and so on, so that all can know and see where they are and what they are doing. It seems as if everyone wants to be noticed, wants to enjoy the limelight and wants a big audience. Remember, some people are doing it solely for the pleasure of Allah, and some people are doing it solely for the pleasure of getting recognition. So if we are doing for show and to impress the people, then our work will be null and void in the court of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala will say on the day of Qiyamah, go to those who you showed off your deeds to in the worldly life. Then see if you can find any reward with them. But if you're doing it for Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala will reward you. But if you're doing it to show the people and for the people, and Allah Ta'ala will say, go to those who you showed off your deeds. This is in Musnad ibn Ahmad. Allah Ta'ala is all-knowing. If we say and do for advertisements to broadcast and announce over radio stations, and to publicize on social media and other platforms seeking name and fame, then we should remember that Allah Ta'ala is aware of what? Allah Ta'ala is aware of our intentions. Our intentions must be clean. We're not saying they don't inform people. We're not saying they don't put out notice boards. We're not saying they don't advertise in the sense of how we have information on radio stations, etc. We are saying that watch your intention. See what is your intention. Who am I doing it for? Am I doing it solely for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala? Or am I doing it for showing off to the people? Allah Ta'ala mentioned in the Quran Sharif, وَيَعْلَمُ مَا تُسِرُّونَ وَمَا تُعْلِنُونَ وَاللَّهُ عَلِيمٌ بِذَاتِ الصُّدُورِ. And Allah Ta'ala knows, He knows what you conceal and what you reveal. What you conceal and what you reveal. And Allah Ta'ala knows well what's in the heart. He knows the secrets of all hearts. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala knows everyone's heart, what's inside. Remember, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is the one who created all this. He knows very well what's the secrets of the heart. So if we do for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, if we do for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, and if Allah Ta'ala wants to make it known, He will make it known. He will make it known. Of course, happiness is different. It is natural. It is natural. Happiness that you have achieved something, alhamdulillah, it is another reason to make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. So that is natural. But the desire should be to conceal. The desire should be to conceal it. Whenever we are talking about ourselves, we must ask ourselves, children, write this down. I hope you have took out your pens and papers. Write this down. Whenever we are talking about ourselves, we must ask ourselves, why am I behaving in this manner? Why am I behaving in this manner? Number one, why am I behaving in this manner? Number two, why do I talk about my experiences? Ask yourself. Why do I talk about my experiences? Number one, why am I behaving in this manner? Number two, why do I talk about my experiences? Number three, what I am talking about now, is this shukr, is this gratitude, and tahdith ni'mat? Tahdith ni'mat means expressing openly the favors of Allah Ta'ala upon one. Is this shukr and tahdith ni'mat? Or is it riya? Is it show? Is it ostentation? Which the nafs wraps up in the guise of shukr. Which the nafs wraps up in the guise of shukr. So number three, is the shukr? Or is it riya, show, which the nafs wraps up in the guise of shukr? Or is it tahdith and ni'mat? So there are some who say in no uncertain words that their success is due to their hard work. Their success is due to their intelligence. Their success is due to their sacrifice. Some say it, openly say it in no uncertain words. Yet all that a person becomes proud of, all that he becomes proud of or she becomes proud of, are on account of the blessings of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, وَمَا بِكُم مِّن نِعْمَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ. That Allah Ta'ala mentions, and you have no good We have no good thing. Nothing good, but it is from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Nothing good is by you except from Allah Ta'ala. If he gave yesterday, he can also take it away today. He can take it away. Allah Ta'ala gave you something, he can take it away. If he gave, he can take it away. Recognize the one who has given. Recognize him. Recognize Allah Ta'ala. Recognize the one who has given. And do not consider his bounties as your achievements. Because every faculty and possession which is a medium of securing any achievement and success is in itself a bounty from Allah Ta'ala. For example, we would say our intelligence, our hearing, our speech, our health, strength, etc. All this is from Allah Ta'ala. Keep addressing the nafs. Keep addressing the nafs. All that I succeed in is due to Allah Ta'ala's favor and kindness, not my own strength. Address the nafs and say, all that I succeed in is due to Allah Ta'ala's favor and kindness. While a person may be doing some excellent work, much is left to be seen as to whether such work has been accepted or not. I'm doing some khidmat of deen, some meritorious work, some excellent work of deen. Much is left to be seen as to whether such work has been accepted or not. Qabiliyat is a person's ability. Qabiliyat is a person's ability. Whereas, qubuliyat is acceptance. Qubuliyat is something that Allah Ta'ala has given to everyone, whether Muslim or non-Muslim. Qabiliyat is something which Allah Ta'ala has given to everyone. Muslim or non-Muslim, Allah Ta'ala has given them, has given qabiliyat to them. So if Allah Ta'ala gives a person qabiliyat, he gives him ability, then shukr must be expressed. Shukr must be expressed. If a person thinks that because I am qabil, I am capable, I am also maqbool, I am accepted, then he needs to have his head examined. He needs to go to a doctor and have his head examined. Hazrat Maulana Sayyid Sulaiman Nadwi Rahmatullah Alayhi used to say that whether we live like this or whether we live like that, what is left to be seen is how our stay will be in the hereafter. How our stay will be there in the hereafter. Hum aise rahe ya ke waise rahe, wahan dekhna hai ke kaise rahe. Whether we live like this or whether we live like that, what is left to be seen is how our stay over there will be in the akhirat. Hum aise rahe ya ke waise rahe, wahan dekhna hai ke kaise rahe. Allah Ta'ala will inform us on the day of Qiyamah. Allah Ta'ala will inform us as to whether He has conferred upon us the bounty of qubuliyat, maqbuliyat, acceptance. Although Allah Ta'ala does give some signs of His acceptance, which the true awliya Allah, the true awliya recognize, whatever work we carry out and whatever other good deeds we do, we must make dua thereafter that Allah Ta'ala accepts it. We must then make dua, we're doing some good deed, we're doing some good khidmat of deen, then after we carry it out, even before we carry it out, we make dua to Allah Ta'ala. After we carry out, also we make dua to Allah Ta'ala, that Allah Ta'ala must accept it. Consider the tawadhu, the tawazu of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam and Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam. What tawazu? After building the Kaaba Sharif and themselves being so accepted by Allah Ta'ala, still made dua to Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala must accept their efforts. Allah Ta'ala relates in Surah Baqarah also. When Ibrahim alayhi salam was raising the foundation of the house, and Ismail alayhi salam was with him, saying, "O Lord, wallah, accept from us. Indeed, you are the hearing, you are knowing, all hearing, all knowing." وإذ يرفع إبراهيم القواعد من البيت وإسماعيل وإذ يرفع إبراهيم القواعد من البيت وإسماعيل ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم. This dua they need. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم. So this dua makes manifest that there was no trace of pride, of vanity, of show in undertaking and completing the great task of reconstructing the Kaaba, the Baytullah. There was just beautiful humility and deep concern that Allah Ta'ala accepts this khidmat. If there is spiritual progress in one's efforts in treading the path to Allah Ta'ala, then this is the grace and mercy of Allah Ta'ala. If there is spiritual progress in treading the path to Allah Ta'ala, then this is the grace and mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala mentions in the Quran Sharif, وَلَوْلَا أَفَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَتُهُ مَا زَكَى مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ أَبَدًا وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يُزَكِّي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. And Allah Ta'ala mentions, were it not for the grace and mercy of Allah Ta'ala on you, not one of you would ever have been pure. But Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, Allah does purify whom He pleases. Who Allah Ta'ala wishes, He purifies them. Otherwise, the nafs in its true state would not gain any good on its own. No good would be gained by the nafs on its own. Allah Ta'ala mentioned in the Quran Sharif here as well, إِنَّ النَّفْسَ لَأَمَّارَةٌ بِالسُّوءِ إِلَّا مَا رَحِمَ رَبِّي. The nafs is certainly prone to evil unless my Lord does bestow His mercy. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala grant us the recognition of our nafs and the courage to strive against it. This nafs, it is our worst enemy and a very shrewd enemy. Shaitan is our open enemy. Nafs is a very shrewd enemy. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, your worst enemy is your nafs, which lies between your sides. And Kanzul Ummal, it is mentioned. So children, I'm very happy with the results, alhamdulillah. You're making excellent effort and make dua, Allah Ta'ala take her from strength to strength. Don't go around boasting about these results. Make dua, make shurakah, shukr namaz. Turn to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Make istighfar, make tawbah. So much of good that you all are doing, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is showing it. in different ways. So we make shukr to Allah Ta'ala for that. We make istighfar, make tawbah. I make shukr to Allah Ta'ala that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala did not open up our faults. And open up our faults. As he has shown the good. So the good is all from Allah Ta'ala side. Ma asabaka min hasanatin fa min Allah. Whatever good, it is from Allah Ta'ala side. Allah Ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to make amal. Allah Ta'ala make it easy for all of us, first for me and for everyone else, to practice upon whatever was said. Allah Ta'ala make it easy to make amal on it. And Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq to continue on whatever khidmat of deen we are doing. سبحان الله وبحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته